Thursday, August the 27th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another procrastination boo. You know, it's typical for everyone to try to simplify things into black and white and this and that, and psychologists are excellent at it, and we have for a long time now looked at two types of goals generally: approach goals and avoidance goals. So approach goals focus on attaining or maintaining positive outcomes, whereas avoidance goals focus on avoiding or eliminating negative outcomes. If you do that, this approach avoidance as a positive negative, there's also been a division of motivations for goals into positive and negative. But there's four categories of these. There are acquire motivations, obtain a potentially positive future condition, cure motivations, get rid or alleviate an existing negative condition, prevent, which is avoid a potentially negative future condition, and keep, maintaining a currently existing positive condition. And of course, if you put together the acquire and keep, you get a positive overall dimension, and the cure or prevent, and you get the negative dimension. So given that, it's not surprising that you think, well, maybe these avoidance goals and these negative motivations are more related to procrastination. So one of my students, Matt Dan, is working on a master's thesis right now. In fact, he's collected all the data and he's presented some of it at a recent conference. He collected data from 212 students and he had them list all their goals, and we categorized them as approach or avoidance goals, and then he analyzed them in relation to all these sorts of ratings they did on their goals. And so they would rate them from 0 to 10 on things like importance, enjoyment, stress, value congruency, challenge, difficulty, there were 22 in fact, and of course procrastination was in there, boredom, frustration. So we got a picture of these goals for individuals, and not surprisingly, when we looked at the types of goals and the ratings of their dimensions, the avoidance goals were found to be more stressful, difficult, challenging, and frustrating. And these goals were rated higher on procrastination. So yes, whether something is an avoidance goal in your life or an approach goal in your life is related to procrastination as well as a number of negative things. And in fact, avoidance goals as compared to approach goals were also significantly lower on enjoyment, control, likelihood of success, and perceived capability. So avoidance goals simply just aren't as positive as the approach goals in terms of how we're framing and thinking about our lives. So it's something to think about in terms of, so which do you have more of? We all have both, of course, but are you primarily approach or avoidance? And if there's a lot of avoidance, you know, cure or avoid types of things, prevent, then you're going to face more procrastination just because of the task characteristics. So task characteristics can influence procrastination just as personality can. You can learn more about this at procrastination.ca, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.